Radio Prague News.
Police say they suspect a fatal explosion at an apartment building in North Moravia was caused deliberately. The Chamber of Deputies has approved the sending of Czech soldiers to Mali. And a court has confirmed the victory of Miloš Zeman in presidential elections, though it said some of his statements could have been perceived as mendacious. Police say they suspect that a fatal explosion at an apartment building in the North Moravian town of Frenstadt pod Radhoštěm on Sunday was caused deliberately by a resident. Police Chief Martin Červíček said on Tuesday he believed a serious criminal act had been committed. Another police representative said reports that a 62-year-old man who lived in the basement of the building had barricaded the doors hadn't been confirmed. The fire is thought to have broken out in different parts of the structure at the same time. At least 5 people were killed in the blast, including the suspected arsonist and 3 children. 2 survivors are fighting for their lives in hospital. The Chamber of Deputies has approved the sending of Czech soldiers to Mali, where they'll take part in a European Union mission. If the legislation is passed by the Senate, around 50 Czechs will be sent to the West African state, where, as well as training local troops, they will guard a base in the capital, Bamako. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who's currently also acting defence minister, said the soldiers' role would be a non-combat one. The Czech mission is mandated to last for a maximum of 15 months. The Supreme Administrative Court has confirmed the victory of Miloš Zeman in last month's presidential election, after on Tuesday rejecting the last of over 100 complaints filed against the election. Several of the challenges related to the presidential campaign, in which claimants said Mr. Zeman had employed untrue, xenophobic and nationalistic arguments. The court said some of the victor's statements could have been perceived as incorrect, demagogic or even mendacious. However, they weren't so serious as to force the abrogation of the election, it said. Mr. Zeman is due to be inaugurated on the 8th of March. The authorities in Bulgaria are planning to, on Tuesday, strip the Czech power giant ČEZ of its distribution license in the country, Bulgaria's Focus news agency reported, referring to a statement made by the country's prime minister, Boyko Borisov, at a news conference in Sofia. People in Bulgaria have been protesting against what they consider the excessively high prices for electricity charged by ČEZ and an Austrian company. An analyst told the news website ihned.cz, a forced exit from Bulgaria could cost ČEZ as much as 15 billion crowns. František Čuba, the 77-year-old former head of a communist-era agricultural collective, will serve as an advisor on farming issues to President Miloš Zeman when he's installed at Prague Castle, the two men announced after a meeting on Tuesday. Mr. Čuba, a member of Mr. Zeman's Citizens' Rights Party, is known for heading a collective farm at Slušovice in South Moravia in the 1980s. The farm achieved a so-called socialist miracle by branching out into other areas of the economy and generating huge turnover. The renowned Czech jazz musician and flautist Jiří Stivín has said he won't appear at a special concert for President Václav Klaus, set to take place on March the 3rd, that's less than a week before the head of state steps down after a decade in office. Mr. Stivín said he had disagreed with some of the positions adopted by Mr. Klaus recently, including his criticisms of his predecessor Václav Havel. He said if he performed at a show thanking Václav Klaus, it might appear he agreed with his presidency. The weather now, forecasters say we can expect more cloudy weather and snow in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.